Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD Podcast. This is You, version 921A, the news of the week. And we're coming to you from Chicago, where we always come from you, in suburban Chicago, uploaded wherever you get it. Thanks very much for downloading us. Do rate us. Do tell your friends about us. Most Americans spend way too much sitting down. Here's how to avoid being one of them. How some stress can be good for you. Romaine lettuce warning, I'm avoiding it. It has raised the price of iceberg lettuce, but any of the leafy greens are good for you. I do like iceberg, and I am avoiding romaine, but in any case, wash whatever you get three times, and you'll see that. That's a story for next week. I'm tweeting next week. I'm teasing next week, because we do have a story that's coming out, as I understand from the CDC, on how well lettuce in farmers markets is cleaned. A new peanut allergy drug could be a promising treatment for children. What does this mean? Dining out with food allergies may be safer with at least 15 precautions. Millions are left behind as diabetes drives surge in insulin demand and costs. For stroke, it's both genetic and lifestyle. And believe it or not, lifestyle is 80%. Antibiotic and acid suppression medicines during early childhood are associated with obesity. And assisted reproduction is tied to risk of intellectual disabilities in kids. Is that headline mean anything? The FDA proposes a ban on menthol cigarettes. And why? And restrict sale of sweet e-cigarettes. That's both are great things. But why did they pick on menthol? We'll tell you. Corrected study, building, mining have high suicide rates. And meditation helps vets with post-traumatic stress disorder. And even when families have issues, eating together can improve teen diets. Later school starts may help teens get needed sleep. And caffeine in tea and coffee is equally risky to mothers during pregnancy and for their teens. One in four Americans, let's go to it. One in four Americans sits for more than 8 hours a day. How do you avoid it? Well, set your watch, set your alarm. A lot of the machines like Fitbits and Vivos from Garmin have little reminders. But the basic message is a standing desk doesn't do it unless you move around. And that's one of the real advantages of standing and sitting. Every time you change position, move and get at least 200 steps. That's 2 minutes of walking every hour. 2 minutes of walking every hour. It doesn't seem like a lot. Go to the bathroom. Go further to the bathroom. 200 steps. Measure it and get that every hour. So sitting isn't really the new smoking unless you're not doing any exercise. So it's exercise, not standing versus sitting. That's key in this study. How many people, believe it or not, 25% of Americans say they spend more than 8 hours a day sitting. I'm going to bet that it's more than that. 50% do no physical activity, which means less than 10 minutes any one day of the week. Well, the good news, that's down from 50% just 8 years ago. The bad news, it's still way too much. Let's look at some other things in the line, if you will, and see what else we can do on the news story. So sitting is a major story this week. Next story is about stress can be actually good for you. That's right. The only time you have no stress, according to Hans Selye, the founder of stress, is when you're dead. Everyone else has stress. It makes us more productive. The point is, if you feel like it's too much, well, that's when you and we got to learn to manage it. Remember, it isn't the event that's stressful. It's your reaction to it. So learn to manage it. There are 12 different techniques. You can go to Stress Free Now, Cleveland Clinic. Wellness.com, Stress Free Now, and download it. It's about $50. There are samples of it with good meditation techniques on the internet for free. Romaine lettuce, will I have any? Not yet. And all produce, wash three times in a salad spinner, at least three times. I wash it once before I put it in the salad spinner, and now three times in the salad spinner, whether it's romaine or not, but I'm avoiding all romaine until they really figure this out. A new peanut allergy drug, 550 children with peanut allergies were given this Aimmune Therapeutics, which got approved, or control. I don't understand how these kids could undergo this, but because they had really severe reactions, but they underwent this study for the benefit of mankind and could find out when they actually got the treatment that 67% of them could be exposed to small amounts of peanut protein, thus didn't have to avoid being on planes, et cetera, or worried when they got this drug, as opposed to, now, how do you test that? You give everyone this drug and then a challenge? Man, that seems to me too risky. I don't know. I think the best way, expose your kids to peanuts in utero. You have real peanuts. And expose your kids when they're born to real peanut butter, real peanuts, not the peanut, meaning grind them up small so into a something that they can swallow. Don't do it in as a peanut. But the kids, when they're exposed to these things early, don't seem to get it, and not an emulsified, just peanut butter that's real peanut butter, not with emulsifiers that increase allergy, not with anything else, just the peanut butter, if you will, that's ground up peanuts, but really grind it thin so the kid doesn't choke on it. The next story that we want to cover is, how do you dine out with food allergies? Well, the story is very interesting. People speak to the waiter on arrival. They order food with simple ingredients. They double check before eating. They avoid restaurants with higher likelihood of cross-contamination. They review ingredients on a restaurant's website, but they place food allergy orders separately. That's the key. They give an allergy card, a personal allergy card, every time they go, a little 3x5 card or 3x2.5 card. They no longer eat at restaurants where, if you will, they are in peak hours and the cook may be very busy. They are vigilant when going to restaurants, and they go to restaurants during off-peak hours, and they choose a chain restaurant where the ingredients are very well delineated. Those are the top news stories of the week. Let's keep going through a couple more that are also very interesting. There's such an increase in diabetes that there's been a increase in demand for insulin that's so great that we're running out of insulin. And in Africa, there's a tremendous shortfall of insulin. Now, what can you do about it? Diet. That is, watch your food portions, do exercise. Remember, we haven't changed our genes. We've just changed our habits. Change your habits back and you won't need the insulin. Now, that said, obviously, from someone who has changed his habits back. Now, what about stroke? Well, it turns out in the megastroke study, there is a high genetic risk in 35% of people, but more than 65% of whether you get a stroke or not are your habits. Healthy diet, that is a Mediterranean diet, high in extra virgin olive oil, high in fact, very low in simple carbohydrates, very low in foods like egg yolks and red meat and processed red meat, high in extra virgin olive oil, high in nuts, high in healthy foods, if you will, complex carbohydrates and healthy fats like avocados and extra virgin olive oil. Those are great. They decrease the risk by 65%. Do more things like exercise and avoid smoking, and you further decrease that risk of a stroke. There's tremendous data out this week showing you can do it. Antibiotics and anti-acid suppression medicines during early childhood or associated with obesity. What does that mean? If you don't need to give your kid an antibiotic, if you don't need to give them an acid suppression medicine, don't, because they cause problems throughout the rest of their life by changing which genes are on and which are off. There's a study out that assisted reproduction techniques increase the risk of children with learning disabilities. This is very small data. It's a very small change. If you need assisted reproduction, talk to your doc about this, because there are ways of you doing more healthy things. Why did the FDA ban menthol cigarettes? Because it is the African Americans. This is almost like a plot on African Americans by big tobacco, since it isn't other groups that like the menthol cigarettes. And so the FDA is doing what's right and banning it. They should ban all tobacco, in my mind. And e-cigarettes, yeah, they're just used to addict kids, not get other people off. I'd ban them too, but at least they're banning the sweet flavors and the flavors that have kids' cartoons names. Meditation helps vets with post-traumatic stress disorder. This is good data now, where learning meditation is a good technique. So this was, they taught them in 90-minute sessions. You don't need to do that. You can teach them in 20-minute sessions and 6-minute meditations. Those things work very effectively at decreasing the risk of and increasing the benefits of therapy in post-traumatic stress disorder. Eating together, even when the kids have a problem in this study, the kids are more likely to make healthy food choices, and the family is more likely to avoid serious things like addictions when the family eats together. That's new data out this week. And, of course, the last study, well, we know that women who are pregnant should avoid coffee because it increases miscarriage if you have more than one cup a day. Same goes with tea. So tea and coffee both increase risk of miscarriage. It is a tremendous burden. Carrying a child is a really important job for women and for mothers. I don't know how to make it simpler. I wish I could. So our key stories of the week, you heard it. Get up every hour, walk for 2 minutes. Don't eat lettuce of any kind without washing it at least 3 times in a salad spinner. Some stress is good for you. Dining out with food allergies, eat in off-peak times, and do the other 13 or 14 things that help people avoid getting serious allergic reactions. And if you will, for stroke, do healthy things to prevent it, because at least 65% of stroke, maybe over 80%, is due to your choices. Those are the key things. And remember, you don't need to use diabetes drugs if you don't have diabetes. So a key thing, do your 10,000 steps a day, eat healthy, gradually lose weight, eat earlier in the day. Our new book, What to Eat When, comes out January, December 31st. Hope you do look at it. You can pre-order it on Amazon, but it shows you that when you eat is as important as what you eat. What you eat's important, but when you eat, eat earlier in the day, less later. So I've switched to eating more than 70% of my food before 2 p.m. I hope you will too. It's a key. And remember, there are some other keys to the things you eat, such as eating avocados and extra virgin oil to help avoid type 2 diabetes, and a lot of coffee, as long as you're not pregnant, to avoid type 2 diabetes. This is Dr. Mike Roizen, that is. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast. Thanks very much for downloading us. Do rate us every week, and do look at What to Eat When. It's available on BN.com, BarnesandNoble.com, as well as Amazon.com, and at a lot of other stores, but you can pre-order it on BN.com and Amazon.com. Thanks again for listening and downloading us. And remember, there's a great Pete B section this week. Great interview to download and to listen to that sensational interview on the 921B. Thanks again.